Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Janono Kawande.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In this program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
In 7 days, Zimbabwe is expected to hold by-elections in which 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs.
Political parties and individuals taking part in the by-elections have been campaigning in various parts of the country, with the Citizens Coalition for Change claiming that their rallies are being blocked by the police.
There have been several incidents of political violence which resulted in the death of one person in the Midlands province. Opposition candidates claim that they are being attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Tune in right now in our live talk show. We are live on VOA Studio 7, that is the radio. And then you can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.zimbabwe.com. I'll repeat that, www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook on the following: VOA Indebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, you can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. Our number is +1 202 465 0318, or post it right now on our Facebook pages. Kunjalo, Mr. Wand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you one day. It's a chova civil clelo, real life talk, special program. So it's one I would take a Begula Mabanda, Amaneng, even the Citizens Coalition for Change, Catholic Colon Allegay, Mtare, is one less willingly Kitima. This is about Chile. So, was sitting even the lesson paper is a pinga. A little kitchima was the United Zimbabwe Alliance. The Rebecca and Allegay, a harare, got a little up in Hambekona, but to Laban Pesan Pierpes, Lalipola, in Kulenian Kona. So, it is a Coalition for Change, Yakala one. It was Valim Tangano, it was Jalo Souls, Rwandawa, no Lutelo or Cartele or Cool, Ultelo, the special live talk. So, Sietangana Konapake, Lapis Kulma Kona Lani Lonke. Ngokuthi kumele kwenziwe eZimbabwe njengoba kulokhetho mhla ka March 26th. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje, hamba ku VOA Indebele sesikhona live, uphinde uhambe kwezinye indawo ezinjenge VOA Studio 7 le VOA Shona kunjalo.
Nasi tiri kutarisa zvekare nyaya dzesarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo zvondo rinouya, ichi chirongwa chatakaitirai mimi kuti mugotitaurira zvamunenge muchifunga pane zvamunenge muchiona pane zviri kuitika. Tinenge tichikurukura nevamwe vese vanenge vachikwikwidzavo, nevamwe vakangoteereravo vanenge vachida kunzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kwasara mazuva manomwe, 7 days kuti sarudzo dziitwe. Uyezve pane zvigaro zvinoita 130 kuti zana nemakumi matatu ezvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa mumakanzuru nemuparamende. Mamwe mapato anokwikwidza ari kuti iwo havasi kukwanisa kukwikwidza zvakanaka nekuti vari kuvhiringwa nevatsigiri vezanu-PF. Asi kutsvaka rutsigiro kuri kuenderera mberi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika. Kunyange avo vachitaura kuti vamwe vachitaura kuti mapurisa ari kukanganisa misangano yavo nekuvarambidza kuungana. Pakaitika mhirizhonga dzakati kuti mazuva masvondo mashomanana apfuura, pakazofa umwe wevatsigiri vebato reCCC. Asi bato iri richiti vatsigiri vebato reZANU-PF ndo vakakonzera mhirizhonga iyi, pakazofa vanhu. Saka nhasi tiri kutarisa hedu pamusoro pesarudzo, mafambiro adziri kuita, zvamuri kuona, zvamungada kuona zvichiitika, tinoda kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri. Ndo zvatiinazvo nhasi. Yes, do
ye kunjalo ke Wande, let's hear some of the people who are actually attending some of these rallies. So we start with the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we've got the deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba. he is in Mtare. Let's hear what he is saying about the rally today.
Sangano we kwa Mtare kusakuba kwa famba mushe tete ya menga yaka zara anvese waka peka yelo na ya yangaijita uruwa ne mkuru inyae kuti chopa mbase kuma by-election ne kuti to introduce yelo wanwe kuma nikale saka atinote na kwazo wakarivemo kwa Mtare ne kumira nenyae sanduko ne kuti visa wa inakura urali saka wanawu ya kuratiza wato tikira mtangano wawo.
Amuna here matambudziko amambo sangana nawo tichimboona kuti mapurisa nevamwe ZANU-PF munomboti vanokanganisa misangano yenyu.
ZANU-PF yatira kuunza marore mapurisa kuti aintimidate vanhu. ZANU-PF yamisa mazuko kuti asatakurewa kubva kumalokeshi. Isu hatidi mazuko ekuhaya kana ekuti atakurewa but tinoda kuti mazuko agone kufamba kubva kumacommunities mafambiro anoita mazuva ese. Nekuti ekumiswa kwepublic transport inoita kuti vanhu vafambe netsoka asi hatisi chii chatinenge tatarisira kubva kuzupco because vanotakura vanhu vezanu vasina kubhadhara so tirikusvika business kutakura vanhu vachivaendesa kubva kutaun nekudzokera mumacommunities semagare vanogara vachiita mastaire.
Yeah, that is Gift Ostalo Seziba. He is in Mtare, so he's complaining there kuti ke abantu bebefuna ukuthi babaphambanise ngakhona kokwenzakalayo. So we also have Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi of ZANU-PF. Let's hear from him what on what was going on at the rally.
Sangano weZANU-PF neutungamiri namakurukota ehurumende wose ndewekuti zvichembo zvakasvika kuvatungamiri nokumusangano kuti vana vokupinga vanga vachiti ivo hatina kumbobvira tichiona nguva nomukana wokuonana neutungamiriri wenyika kubva 1980 vamugabe ndofunga munotondera mukaka kuverenga vakauya kuno kaviri kubva muna 1980 kusvika muna 2017 asi vamunangagwa vauya katatu kana kanenge kana kubva muna 2017 kusvika pari zvino asi mukana wokuti vanga vachiwana nevanhu vachitambira zvichemo zvavo vachivandwa wanga usiri kuwanikwa zvikuru nekuda kwecovid-19 yanga ichirambidza vanhu kuti vaungane saka ndosakamaona mhomho yanga yakazara kuno yevanhu vanogona kuita zviuru gumi nezvishanu kureva kuti 15,000 vana vachiuya kuno vakuru navadoko masabhuku machief nemhomho yose nevamwe vose vanga vachiri kumusangano wemaopposition vachitaura zvitsungo zvavo kuti tanga tichirwadziwa nezvakati nezvakati zvinosanganisira migwagwa yavo zvinosanganisira nyaya dzemvura zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzemagetsi uye zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzebudiriro nekuti nzvimbo yayo yanga ichitaririra.
Saka vamunangagwa vati vachagadzirisa sei iyo nyaya yekuti vanga vasingashanyire nzvimbo yebhinga kubva 1980
mutungamiri wenyika mumashoko avo vakumbira ruregerero kuvagari vebhinga vakumbira ruregerero kumadzimambo navatungamiri vose vokuno vachiti takakanganisa naizvozvo zvatanga tisiri kuuya kuno ndo saka ndaunza makurukota angu wose kuti vatambire zvichemo zvose zvigadziriswe zvisinei nechekuita nesarudzo pese but zvakanangana nekuti nzvimbo ibudiriri under the theme yokuti no one and no place must be left behind.
That is Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi, ZANU-PF there, you know, one day. I think you heard what he said.
Yeah. It's all politics.
Yes.
Yava nguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Saka vanhu vanotaura zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvimwe ndizvo chokwadi, zvimwe ndizvo kungoti pakati nepakati kuti nyaya dzadzo dzifambe.
That's what I tell you. We also have Shingirai Chabata of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. Let's hear what he's saying about the rally today.
Taita dambudziko nevakomana mayuti ezanupiri. Isu takabhuka ground redu, tikabhadhara kukanzo, tabhadhara kukanzo, ndobva taenda tikaona police clearance. Zvese mapepa edu anga aripo, mapepa emutemo ese. Zvese zvakanga zvichikumbirwa nemutemo, takaita adhietu. Saka tasvika paground match, taona vakomana ezanupiri, mayuti ezanupiri emutafara, vachitamba bhora mugraundi. Ratati achida kuti tiite meeting musangano wedu yanga iri meeting meet the candidate meeting yagarika mulambo ari kukondesa gwarari isakamira bato United Zimbabwe Alliance. So patasika tikada kuzama kuengage tichiti isusu ko muri kutamba bhora sei muground umu itakabhuka tikabvata kukanzu tikapaza marisiti zvese zviri pano vabva vati iwo ni ground redu ndere ZANU-PF tisu tinori cheka muno tisu tinoriona saka ini pai panapa tiende violence kumuri zoro kuzane ni tukute maene matombo saka titori redu kuzane ni kana mkangeta msangano uyoyo
mazivisa mapurisa ere nezve kutyisidzirwa ikoko kwamaita uyo kukanganisirwa musangano wenyu
tapata fone ra mapurisa kuti mapurisa ndonyari pano vakasvika panzvimbo vasvika panzvimbo mapurisa vati ivo nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kanzuro ndinofanira kuya udzika vanhu nokuti background saka imi kanzuro imofanira kuudza yo udzika vanhu kanzuro kayo udzika vanhu then isusto zvabetsa toita nemanpower vaendera mberi vakati ivo isu hatikwanisi kutiye tichizo tuzoda kuzosecure ground risiri redu kazisa patarapa tichida kuenda mberi musangano wedu mathreti tinawo violence iripo vanhu vese vanga vachida kuuya kumusangano vari mulocal munomu vanga vachinzi hangosvika cheto sati tichimuuraya.
That is Mr. Shingirai Chabada, the Youth Secretary of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. So let's go into it today. We've got Reverend Hussein Smanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe. Reverend Smanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. So, siyabona kuti abantu bakankasa endaweni eziningi ezijeneyo. So, ngesilungu sibilungathini ngemkankaso yabo le?
I think it is important for space to be created for all the political parties to campaign, to present to the voters what they are offering. It's very important. And also it's important that, as according to our constitution, all Zimbabweans should be allowed to have the right to political participation, a choice of their own political party, but also that it must then be done peacefully. And this is what is important to all the political parties, that they must encourage their supporters to do this in peace.
So, okay, now I'm going to say to you, I'm going to say to you,
kuyini abazakwenzela abantu nxa bekwanisa ukuthi bevotele bengene bethathe izikhundla lezi abazifunayo. Kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ezwe njalo akwanise ukuba lelungelo lokuthi bahambe bayengena-ke beyelalela bengesabi bengatshaywa ngabanye abantu. Into eqakathekileyo kuma-political parties wonke ukuthi kwenziwe konke lokhu kulokuthula ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lempilo eyinye njalo ezalahleka kumbe kulimala abantu nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo lowo kukhankasa.
Ye, so bamba khonapho-ke Mr. Wande, we've got Reverend Hussein Smanda. I think we can pose a question to him.
Reverend Smanda, ndingataura neshona?
Yes.
Okay. Makatarisa zvanga zvichitika masvondo mashomanana apfuura kana kuti kubva zvataurwa kuti sarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 26 svondo rinouya. Munoona sekuti zvichabuda musarudzo idzi zvichakudzwa here, zvichatambirwa zvakanaka here? Sokuona kwamunoita kuti pane manzwa vamwe vachikomplena vachiti vari kutadza kuita misangano, vamwe vachiti vari kurambidzwa nemapurisa, vamwe vanhu vachipondwa, zvose zviri kuitika izvi zvichaita chinyi kune zvichabuda musarudzo sokuona kwenyu?
Zvinonetsa nekuti in terms of Zimbabwe having ma free and fair elections, zvekutanga all political parties should be allowed kuti vaite macampaigns acho free wherever they want to go. Izvo zvakakosha in order for us to have ma free and fair elections. But kana tikatadza to have that, we are likely to have ma dispute anongoenda kumacourt and ma contestation around nenyaya yemaresults. The second issue inyaya yekuti there must be peace. Takaona kukwekwe kwakaita violence, so that is very important kuti vanhu vakwanise kucampaigna freely and peacefully. Otherwise maelectoral results acho achapinda kumacourt again nemacontestations kuti some other people might feel kuti aiwa isusu atina kuwana nguva yekukampaina freely kana kufamba freely. We are afraid kuti charowa nevanhu.
Yeah.
Or something else can happen. So I think that's the challenge.
Yeah. Chimwe chandingada kuzova kwamuri, Reverend, ndechekuti pane vamwe vamunombotaura navo here kunze kwenyika kuti vabatsire munyaya yezvikuitika muZimbabwe?
Isusu, our main concentration pange tichitaura nemapolitical parties, because ZEC ine platform inonzi multi-partilizing. So isusu have started engaging locally with the political parties because we believe the issue is Zimbabwe, we should be able to solve this thing. Because violence actually is coming from us.
Yes.
We are the ones who are causing all these problems. Also, we have our courts, we have our police, and I think those institutions should be held to account.
Yes.
As well as ZEC itself. So I think before we talk about going outside the country, if we should locally, we should demand accountability. Kuma stakeholders, ASA. And the violence, making it impossible for other people to campaign, should be part of our dialogue as Zimbabweans. If you say churches, as you know, Zimbabwe heads of Christian denominations has been trying to have this internal dialogue. I think it's got its own challenges, but at first we need to exhaust it. But however, when they are free, if other people feel that, if you want to go to SACIC or want to go to UN, I think everyone has got a constitutional right to do that if they want to.
You had your reference, and they are saying that it's very important to clean up our act, as Zimbabwe, during this period of electioneering. Otherwise, the results will be tarnished, in the end.
In the long run, yes. And we've got a guest as well right now.
Right.
That is Moti Stole of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. Moti Stole, welcome to the program.
Hey, Magali.
Yo, Tiripo, Magali. Go ahead, Wande. No, it's good, yeah.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kutsvaga rutsigiro here? Muri kukambena here?
Tiri kukambena zve mwana wamai. Kukambena ndiko chaiko chaiko kwemunhu wechikadzi.
Kwakasiyana sei?
Kwemunhu wechikadzi kupamusoro soro. Kuti tinonga tichiona zvakawanda zvemutsingaone imimi hana baba.
Tiudzewo zvimwe zvamuri kuona, saka takushedzai. Govanaiwo neisu zvamuri kuona.
Zvatinonga tichiona, kuti mvura paisu kubuda, zvinoonekwa ngevanhu vechikadzi, izvozvo zvimapurasi zvemarodzi. Tine rodzi redu rinonesa maningi kumagaza iyi kuno, kumakansela ese ari kupinda ipapo apo. Apapo havasi kugadzira pabhiriji ipapo apo, handisi kuziva kuti chii chinonga chichimboitika ipapo apo. Saka taitiwo tingambomodzitora angambopindawo paukansela papo. Aido kumboonesanawo nevagari vemugaza iyi kuti tionesane kuti tibatsirane kuti bhiriji iri tingarifambisa sei, nekuti motikari dzinomira, vana vanodonha vechienda kuchikoro. Zvinoitika papo zvakawandisa zvinoitika pabhiriji po apapo. Saka tokorere kuziva kuti ava makansela vamwe vanonga vechipinda apa, bhiriji iri havarione here iri kuti rodo kugadzirwa. Saka samai ndanga ndechiti ndapinda ini ndaido kumboonesana nemadzimai mamwe nana baba kuti toita sei pabhiriji apa, tigadzire tiri pano.
Vamwe vanga varipo vari kuzvitadza sei? Chamuchaita chakasiyana nezviri kuitwa nevamwe kana kuti zvakaitwa nevamwe ndechipi? Muchazvifambisa sei?
Vanga vari papa ndiponongati pavanonga vechipinda bhiriji iri vanenge vasingaromi, nokuti kudai vanga vachiona bhiriji iri kana vaidai vakarigadzirisa. Saka maonero endinoita bhiriji iri havaroni. Saka inini ndiri kuriona nevabereki vari mugaza iyi ndiri kuriona, nokuti zvakafanana neni musuno ndanga nditori nehundo yangu muna 2018 ndakatosvika kuchipatara ini mwana wangu akatoshaika ini ngenyaya yebridge kusvika papapo bridge rakagara motikari aiti kufamba aiti kudii ndotori nemwana wangu wakatoshayika ngenyaya yebridge yona iroro saka ini ndiri kurwadziwa kuti agawezi vatori vamwe nyimba dzimwe dzatopere vana vatopere kutoshayika ngenyaya yebridge iroro vane bp chaidzo chaidzo vamweni vari kutofa vosvika apapo havasi kuambuka maona saka zvirwere zvizhinji zvinofanira kuti zvikasungu munhu akasiri kuenda kuchipatara ari kutotadza kutoenda kuchipatara kusvika kuchipatara intime unotenderera ngepachinjeye kuti aende kuchipatara kusvika kutunet munhu wanyarara saka semunhu wechikadzi handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa saka vana vanditi munoona kuti mai kana kuri kuti vanonga vechida kupa vana kana mwana chikafu anotochemera kutoti aiwai ndipe chikafu nai unotozama kuona kuti wapa here vana vako chikafu saka ini ndaida kuzama kuona kuti tingavaita sei apapo vagari vemugaza iyi kuti vasvinuke vaone kuti bridge tigadzirise handisiri kuti inini ndapinda ndega ndodogadzirisa ndoda kutogadzirisa navo ngokuti neni nditoriwo mugari wemugaza iyi ndoda kutobatsirana navo ivo neni ngokuti nditori nedziso rokuona kuti bridge rofanira kuti rigadzirise
I like that tender. You heard what she says. Her concern, primary concern, is water and roads in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very keen on that. She says that she cannot do it alone, but you know she can get enough support from the people to get these things straightened out.
Oh yeah. So now one day. We seem to have a problem with our Facebook pages.
Oh.
So we need to apologize to our listeners.
Yeah.
Right now, we're not live on all our pages. It seems as if we've got a bit of a challenge. So hopefully our engineers are going to rectify that.
Mm.
So we've got a slight problem there. So let's turn to Mr. Chamisa, who was actually addressing people in Mtare today. Let's listen to what he said one day.
Yes.
That was Chamisa. You know, it was a very short video in which he was passing a message, and I'm sure I think we are going to get some bit of it again because that got cut off. So let's listen to it again.
We want members of Parliament of Excellence, people who are accountable, available, accessible. These are Pandiri, Inidangri MP, Chadima Zanaza Mutapi Namuya, Panama Sumuga, Namura Kuma Nanga, Panazanua Chimwenda, those of Rokama Kuita, Kanapurifuya, Itainuzi Naruma on issues, on ideas, on representing our constituents.
A new great Zimbabwe. Mazita, you don't tell the president, Mkana Wino, Tipa, Mkana Wawa, Tipa Mgua, the British Tower, Shoma. President, you don't tell the President, Mkana Wawa, Tipa Mgua, Yellow, Yapata, Ushe, Muno, Zimbabwe. President, kuti Mutasa South, Yakatirira, by election 26 March, and the Tripuli Missai, which you are ready, Vata Vota, Shinem Tindo, without Tenda and Tasa South, Muriko, and Otao.
That's what was happening in Mutare in Malikaland province, where the Citizens Coalition for Change president Nelson Chamisa was busy there, you know, and there were some other supporters who were actually backing him up. So there's a lot that is happening in the country right now, and those that have actually joined us tonight on Live Talk, where we are talking about by-elections that are coming on March 26th. Yeah, kunjalo ke bonke ke abasilaleleyo namhla ke siqhubeka nge-special Live Talk yetu le esiqhuba maviki wonke ngempela viki zonke. So ke sesile guest enye lapha uMiss Victress Matutu weZim Imbokodo. Matutu, siyakwamukela uhlelo mama. Matutu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo kunjani? Nalo Matutu uyangizwa? Ye, kuthiwa sime kancane uyabuya uVictor Matutu. Ye, so Matutu uyangizwa mama?
Ngiyakuzwa Thubile, kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila nathi.
Ye, kulokhetho lolu lwama by elections eZimbabwe. Eh singathi ulubona njani?
Eh kunzima ukusho ukuthi ukhetho lubona njani ikakhulu ukhetho olunjengokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngoba kwamanje ngathi masibekile ngithi hayi amabandla wonke ancintisayo abonakala impela hayi aphansi phezulu ayenza lokho akwenzayo ukuza wini lolu khetho lwama by elections kodwa ukuthi ngisho ukuthi kunjani kuzoba njani kunzima ngoba sikhethe ukubona lokho kodwa ngenza kwama elections lawo bese sibona imphumela engathiyo lefana lokho esikubone ukukhankasha.
Ubona ngazani kodwa nxa sokhangela wena vele eZimbabwe kungaba lokhetho ukuthi ha lapha sibili ukuchwe ukhetho lohle.
Angicabangi ukuthi kusezoba khona maduzane ukuthi sibe lokhetho oluhle olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe ngoba ngokubona kwami kusukela ngokhetho luka-1980 lapho kwatholakala khona uzivuso weZimbabwe asikaze sibe lalo ukhetho olukhululekileyo esingahlala phansi sithi hayi lolu khetho olukhululekile onqobileyo unqobe ngoba lofanele nqobe lo onganqobanga laye hayi kwehlule asikaze silubone ukhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Ye, nxa ufisa ke ungaqhubeka ngesilungu ukuthi gaga ngamafishane konke konke esikhuluma ngakho qhubeka mama bangokuthi cha nje ngamafishane.
Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi yebo siya kulo ukhetho lolu olama by elections engibona kulukhetho olulungiselela lwandulela ukhetho esilubheke kakhulu umnyaka ozayo ngo-2023. Ongangokuthi ngendlela mina ongibona ngakhona amabandla wonke aza ngenza kulolu khetho abonakala khankasa ngakhona abantu baseZimbabwe engikubonayo manje ukuthi balindele utshintsho. Wonke umuntu okhona eZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi usekhathele kalokho kukhona labo abakholelwa ukuthini ukuthi abantu bavote yikho kuzaya yenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho eZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu manje yabe sebhekele ukuthi akuvote kube lotshintsho kodwa ngendlela yokuthi vele njengabantu baseZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ukhethwa ngeke lube lukhethe lukhululekileyo. IZEC eyiye ebhekele ukhetho lwaseZimbabwe ukuthembakala kwayo ngalolu khetho lwama-by elections lalo oluzalandela kumnyaka ozayo kulokho kusafana nje nokungathembakali kwabo kuleyo wonke ukhetho esike saba lalo eZimbabwe ngoba kuseyileyo ZEC ivele inikeza abantu ukhetho olungakhululekanga esingakhangeleli ukuthi ise izoba namandla okuthi manje isinikeze ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngokutsho njalo angitsho ukuthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi bavote. Okuqakathekileyo ebantwini ukuthi okwamanje kumele ukuthi loba kuzaba lokungakhululeki kokhetho kodwa abantu abasukume abaseduzane abenelisayo bahambe ukhetho lolu bayivota kulolu khetho lwama-by elections ozoba khona ngomhla ka-26 March mangicabanga kahle abantu abahambe bayivota futhi loba ukhetho lungakhululekanga kusenzela lokho okwenzakeleyo kodwa abantu bethi thina sasivotile ngoba okwakhathesi ukuthi kuze kube lotshintsho kubeze kube lalolokho abakubona manje abantu esikubona manje kutshintshe asilayinye indlela yokuthi sikutshintshe ngaphandle kokuthi abantu baye ku-ballot box bayovota bazame ukuthi batshintshe ngoba ukuthi kutshintshe manje yikuthi uvote ayikho enye indlela as of now engayenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho. So abantu abangakhathali ngokuthi yebo ukhetho sezele ukhululeke kodwa abantu abaseduzane abenelisayo ukuthi bayibhalisele ukuvota bayevota abahambe bayovota njalo siyathemba ukuthi iZEC nabo bonke abakhangelela ukhetho bazobe kwesinye isikhathi nje bacabangele uZulu weZimbabwe oseZimbabwe oshuphekayo uZulu weZimbabwe osemazweni oshuphekayo balwenza ukhetho lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo ukuthi loba kunqoba lowo nqoba yabe ngumuntu onqoba ekhethwe ngabantu laba abanqobayo banqobe bakhethwe ngabantu hhayi ukuthi banqobe ngoba ukhetho lungakhululekanga.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So what she's saying is that you know, she's got a lot of doubts in terms of what can happen in the next by elections. So she says ZEC is not trustworthy, and so she's not happy at all. But she says if people go in numbers and vote, maybe that will be an indication that people want to vote, but things are not going the right way for them.
Yeah, she's quite right, though, because the large crowds that attend these rallies do not translate into votes cast. If the people could go to vote in their numbers, like we are seeing when they attend rallies of any political party, you can see that there is a lot of enthusiasm, whether forced or real, but you can see the participation. If that kind of turnout could be realized during the election itself proper, the voting exercise, I think it would be more reflective of what the people really want in the country.
Maybe it's because there's no passing of people to the polling stations. So anyway, I think let's talk to Reverend Hussein Spanda and then let him go. So Reverend Spanda, in terms of having a free and fair election, so what do you think about that? Just briefly, and then you say it in development.
I think the lesson we learned from the previous election is that it's important to eliminate the issue of violence from the elections and create a conducive, peaceful environment. But that also is important to allow all the parties to have the space to campaign, access to the media, to allow people to have political participation as per their constitutional rights. Otherwise, there will be disputes around the election results that come out. And also, it's important for ZEC to have transparency, not just to talk about it, but also to show people that it's transparent so that it creates confidence and trust among the people. So it's important for ZEC, for instance, to address all queries that are coming from people and be open and transparent to everyone. And we trust that ZEC can do that. But also, in terms of us as Zimbabweans, it's important that elections are monitored. It's important that we are there to vote. We are there to monitor the elections. It's our responsibility, so that at the end we'll be satisfied with the results and the credibility of those elections.
Yes, I was a colleague. Still, possible against the people who then must have some bela. Since we spoke about long mama, umoti story.
Ungasoze kufe umuntu kumbe kulimale abantu, njalo kuyadingakala ukuthi ke nxa umkhankaso lo isenziwa o-ZBC ama-newspaper lezinye omabonakude kutshengiswe wonke ama-political parties. Njalo into eqakathekileyo ingqobi kithi lathi amaZimbabweans ukuthi kumele abantu baqoqane bewakhangele lawo ma-election esithi observation kumbe njalo abantu behambe nabo bevota babe yingxenye yokhetho ukuze ekuthineni sonkeni sisuthiseke ngempumelo ezabe ikhona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibanda, sibongile kakhulu. Ungathini lokusasa sungaziphungulela nje utshayitile khekhe mfundisi. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Okay,
bye bye. Let's go to Miss Motistole. Quiet there, Wande. Motistole, yes, of the Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party.
Yes.
In Chipinge, yeah, go ahead.
Saka, iko zvine zvimuri kutambirwa zvakadini pamuri kutsvakarutsigiro. Zviri kufamba sei? Chii chamuri kuona muvanhu?
Iko zvine zvivanhu vari kutofara vanhu vechikadzi. Vari kutoti muwadhi tava kutombodawo munhu wechikadzi since takagara muwadhi 1 dzaza ini angori varume chete chete vanongochinjana vechingochinjana. Izvi vanhu vari kutofara kuti tiri kuda munhukadzi. Ndiwo tava kumbodawo kumbopa zvichemo timboonawo zvinhu zvimboshanduka. Handisi kushora, vanga varipo vese vakaita zvakanaka. Ana baba vakambotonga vakamira pautansela vakaita zvakanaka. Asiko zvino tinombodawo munhukadzi timbowawo kuti unodini nekuti zvinofanirawo kuti chiti gidye gidye pasikero nekuti sikero yenyu yakarereka yakarereka sikero muwadhi 1 munomo yakarereka ine varume chete chete ine matumbu ine maguru ine steki saka inombodawo kumboiswawo musoro nemakumbo kuti zvinse zviti gidye gidye. Saka vanhu vari kufara kuti aiwa munhukadzi pinda 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 panyanga kana ivo vana baba vacho. kupiwa vari kutonditiwo pinda 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 panyanja ipapa saka nevana seingori gidi negidi vari kufara zvekuti nekuti hapana kana kubvisana takatokumbirana nevaripo vake ivavo kuti aiwa vana baba mbondipaiwo mukana ndimbopindwawo ndimbotsvairawo imba
ndopandoda kunzwisisa ipapo amai ndopandoda kunzwisisa ipapo kuti vamwe masangano akaita seelection resource center nezesni vari kuti havasi kufara neuwandu hwemadzimai kana kuti nokushomeka kwemadzimai ari kukukwidza musarudzo idzi imimi zvaka kuti mukwanise kudomwa kana kuti mukwanise kukukwidza makaneseka zvakadini kuti mupinde pachinzvimbo ichochi chokukwanisa kukukwidza
inini handina kunetseka nekuti ndinoziye kodzero dzangu inini handina kunetseka nekuti ndinoziya kodzero dzangu varipo vakada kumbojanyira kuti havafaniri kuti vapinde inini vanhukadzi tingati aiwa taa kumbosimukawo vanhukadzi taangoda kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvifambe mbotipaiwo mukana vamwe varume vachitoti hama hapafaniri kuti papindwe munhukadzi haana zvaanogura tingati aiwa musati kwai munhukadzi haana zvaanogura zviripowo zvatinogura mbotipaiwo mukana timupoonawo kuti tinoita sei saka mukana ndakaupuwa ndingatenderwa kuti ndimire muwadziwani munomu kuti ndiite kanzira saka ndinoti ndichafamba nevanhu vemugadza iyi ndo vakatonditonditi ndimire ndakatonzi nevanhu vemugadza iyi mira nanhasi uno pendiri kutofamba ndiri kutofamba navo
hai tinozvikudza chaizvo musati maenda kana muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu iyo iri nyaya yokudomwa kana yokuvhoterwa nevanhu veboka renyu munoreva chika muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu
aiwa ndangambe chitaura kuti munaukukunze kunokuti kunze kuno vaita zviiti mubato mwangu takazvakanaka
aha okay
nditi haufanira kuti upinze
She's very determined, like we discussed earlier on, and she got the support from the majority of the people in her area who wanted to get a lady in that position for a change. Which is just another way of saying the men have not been doing quite a very good job. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Moti Sitori. I think she can rest now. So I hear we've got a listener. Uh-huh. Take the listener.
Muri kunzwa here, makadi nenyu?
Makadi
nenyu. Tiri nani chaizvo? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Nangona, makwadi, Chirundo.
Aha. Taura nenyu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chekutanga ndinongoti kuna madzibaba vedu Getosoni madzibaba Shanduko akarohwa chechipiri ndokumbira kuti hurumende dai yaidzoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu yango mentini wakapiswa anga ari kumaelection last year anga ari nani ndanga asina mhirishonga because tikuona kuti vazhinji vari kurasiwa nehama nenyaya yemhirishonga Hello?
Tiri kukunzwai?
Nemapurisa dzakwanisa kuitawo basa ravo asingarerekeri bato zvese zvaifambawo zvakanaka.
Hai, tinotenda chaizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Ehe. Aiwa, tinotenda.
All
right. So he is expressing his concern. Of Matibaba Shanduko, you know, who is in hospital, and also is urging that the police should do their work in the proper way to safeguard the safety of the people. So that's his contribution.
Yes, let's turn to Ms. Victress Matutu of Zimbabwe again. So, Ms. Matutu, going forward in terms of Zimbabwe elections, so what should happen if you want to see a fair and credible election? Matutu?
I think everything is in the hands of ZEC for now. Because as voters, people, they will go and vote. What they will expect is a positive outcome after voting. But that positive outcome is not going to be there if Zach continues to do what he's been doing for the past years. So for Zimbabwe to have free and fair elections, I think there has to be something that has to be done. Because, like, really, if we just stood to extend here and say, okay, the by-elections are coming, people are going to go and vote, and we just speak and expect that the elections are going to be free. That is not going to happen, not anytime soon. Already, the campaigns that the parties are doing are being sabotaged. As of now, we all know that people are being beaten in rallies, some rallies are being banned and stuff like that. That's part of elections that are not free. Because elections do not start on a voting day.
Uh-huh.
There is this campaign period whereby all the parties are supposed to be campaigning. Free elections must start from there. The campaigns must not be banned. The campaigns must be free. For as long as people are being banned from campaigning, people are beaten, things are done to people, the voters, it's going to scare the voters from going in to the ballot boxes and vote. But now, if we have people who are in hospital, we've got people who are scared and staying home now before the by-elections, do you really think we're going to have them going to the polling stations and vote? I don't think so. People will be scared. That's not fair. That's not free. For people to stay home and say we are not going to vote because we are scared, maybe we're going to be beaten, that's not a free and fair election. It doesn't start on a voting day. It starts now. So the elections are already not free and fair because people are being banned from campaigning. So that's not free at all. Let's start from there. We must have free campaigns in the beginning, before we go to ballot box, to polling stations and vote and do anything. We must have people campaign freely. No one must be banned from campaigning. No one must be beaten. We have people going to polling stations free, and they expect the outcome of their voting to be positive. So, of course, they is responsible for voting and counting of elections. But now we cannot blame Zach. I'm not going to blame Zach Eastie now for what is happening now, because it's not involved in the campaigning of the political party. So I think we must start from here. Before going to the polling station, people must not be beaten. People must not be scared away from going to vote. Because beating them now is just scaring people away. That's not going to be a free and fair election if people are being beaten before they go to polling stations.
Yes.
So let's start from here.
Yes, I was Wakulu, Mama. Yes, I was Wakulu. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller one day. Yeah, can you take that caller?
Makadi nenyu tokutambira ku studio 7.
Makadi.
Tiri kutaura nani?
Na mafavu.
Muri kupi?
Ku Harare.
Aha. Tipe wo pane fungwa dzenyu taura henyu.
Zvongwa ndasina kunyatsonzwa kuti chakamira zvakadi.
Chirongwa chipi?
Chiripo nhasi.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pesarudzo.
Okay. Maonero andinoita ndekudai so. Kuti dai zvaichibvira ka. Halo?
Taurai takateerera.
Kuti dai zvaichibvira poshandisa mushina fange zvakaitwa kuZambia zvezvi.
Muchina wei?
Kana pashandiswa mushina unoti munhu akavhota zvezvi ka, anobva atoonekwa kuti avhotirani, uko otoziva kuti nhenga akatitungamira ne1.
Ose
maonero andoita ndokuti zvisanetse zvisaite mutauro.
Kuti pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja, pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja, ndo zvamunoreva?
Nhamba yotochinja, zvichingopera pototaura kutoti uyu ane nhamba yakati, uyu aita nhamba yakati, hazviiti mutauro izvozvozvo.
Hai, tinozvinzwa, ndofunga vamwe vateereri vazvinzwavo vachapawo pfungwa yavo pamusoro penyaya yacho. Pane zvimwe zvamanoda kutaura?
Panetsa makore ese anetsa ndeyengoti zvikunse kuzeki kwacho zeki yacho inenge isina unyatso kumira zvakanaka isina kusununguka isiri independent ndopanonoita ipapo
aiwa tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru
zvakanaka imambo
mazvita henyu baba he is advocating for the election results to show on time, you know, in time, as people vote, you can see the numbers.
Like a live kind
the
of
numbers
stuff,
changing to record the individual votes as they come in.
So he says, like what happened in Zambia, right?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. At first, I didn't understand what he really was referring to.
Yeah.
But he wants to make sure that as soon as you cast your vote,
then you have,
we can
you
see
that
being tabulated there that the vote has been cast. But that is a danger. That is a danger of identifying people's choice, you know, publicly, since it's supposed to be a personal decision on someone's part.
Well, maybe you're saying there won't be any names that will be appearing, but the numbers.
Yes.
So, Mama Victor Matutu. So, once again, Mama Matutu, Nyanguza Sibili, we are Kononuti, Izeki, I want him. Yadlelebezela lezinto ezinjalo so manje kumele kwenziwe inqa wena sokukhangela khona pho kulungiswe njani konke lokho ngoba sesijalo ukukhuluma ngakho mchokojo so kulungiswe njani mama
ngibanga ukuthi nganibule indlela yokwenza ukuthi cut out this basically okugcaza mhlawumbe kube leyinye i-question yokuthi ezovala imali ezoba reported for ama-elections kuke sibe le-election nje engathathwanga ibizethu mhlawumbe kube leikhomishini engaba khona or maybe from ama southern countries or ama-African countries kube le ikhomishini njengaso zibe izethu just for one sike sibone ukuthi izethu le siyijona kangaka siyijona ngempela yingumbi siyayisukela kube lenye ikhomishini njengaso zethu because ngokubonakala kwezinto izethu ngasazi noma isebenza nogovernment ngisebenza nobani kodwa kube lenye ikhomishini nje engakho under i-government ikhomishini engakho under Zimbabwe mhlawumbe kube lama-election observers kumbe another electoral commission engayisiyo izethu sibone ukuthi izethu na ingekho lapho yona i-counting yama-elections lama yama-vote and stuff izoba njani sibe leyinye into njengaso zekhu kuye kumisa izekhu kancane because abantu akwazi ukuthiwe ngemva kwama-elections abantu bayinyoni izekhu ukuthi yenze kahle
yes cela ukufake langesikhiwa kwezithi abanye abangaziwanga isintu bakuzwisise ukuthi uthini lapha so ngiyakuza sibili ukhuluma ngokuthi kumele izekhu ingayamiswa kancane yeah so let's have he's saying it qhubeka mama
okay my point is here we are always complaining about that after every election there is no confidence that that has done well on these elections people are always complaining I think the best way is for us to see if the vet is really a bad commissioner or we are just blaming it for nothing. Let us maybe have elections and take vet out of that position. And maybe let's say such a country give us a new electoral commission that will come and stand in the space of vet. And let's put that aside and see how the elections are going to go without that. Because we've been complaining about that after each and every election. So why are they kept there if they're not doing the job properly? They must be reversed.
Rwanda?
Yes. So the issue concerning ZEC has been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should be done, madam? What do you think should be done?
I just think this ZEC thing must be straight out. Let us have a new thing that will come in and observe this election and do the counting of votes. After if we do that, and after that we still have the same problem, then we may come in and say, oh, no, we're sorry that you're blaming me for nothing. So let's just have one election without them and see what will happen. If something happens, then we're going to go back to them and apologize.
In your opinion, how should the members of the Electoral Commission be appointed? Because
in my own opinion,
yeah,
I think if you have to elect the members within Zimbabwe, then the members of that commission must come from maybe not from the ruling party, not from the government. It must be an independent thing. Like maybe let's get members from each and every opposition, or each and every political party in Zimbabwe. Each and every political party must be represented in that commission.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to get that, those members from within Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, let's just get maybe someone from outside. Zimbabwe on its own has failed to give people a positive outcome after election.
Yes. Thank you so much, madam. Thank you. Yeah, the issue of ZEC really is not going to go away at all. I think people have something to say about ZEC. I was interested in finding out how should those members be appointed, because if the appointing authority is the same, we are going to continue seeing the same thing happening in Zimbabwe. So it's an interesting situation that people maybe might want to think about.
Yes, very interesting one day. Now we've got another caller. Can you take that caller?
Makadi Niko. Muriko ndinzwa.
Makadi wa enyu.
Ndiripo hangu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Bye, bye, bye.
Eh, Makadi, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Muri kutinzwa?
Mati.
Tikati taura yenyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu zvamunoda kutaura taura yenyu.
Tinotika kutaura paredhiyo apa tizozvidhidhizi here?
Ko handiti mamafoni amupane zvamamuchida kutaura. Munotya chizvi?
So I think she's scared somehow. So maybe we can skip that one. So let's go to any other caller. Maybe we are waiting for callers. So Mbuyelo kuweke Mama Victor Smatutu. Nga wena ngwako. Let's say ufuna kuti uvotelwe ngabantu eZimbabwe. Kambe kukhona ongakuthembisa abantu sokuthi hayi phela kumele mina weZimbabwe lingenzele lokhu lalokhu lalokhu lami kwenze ukuthi ngilenzele okunye okuthize. So khona ukuzithembisa ezenziwa ngabantu. Uzibona njani izithembiso zelezi ezenziwa labo abakhankasela ukhetho?
Yazi ukuthi Dube, into eyinkinga eZimbabwe yukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi nabantu bekhankasela ukhetho banezithembiso abazenzayo, kodwa konke lelo bandla elibusayo namabandla aphikisayo alezithembiso azenzayo. Amabandla aphikisayo asikaze siwabone esimbusweni, sibone ukuthi izithembiso zabo lezi ababe bezithembisa ngesikhathi bekhankasa bayazigcwalisa yini. Ekuhleli sikubona libandla elibusayo likhankasa, lingakhankasa, liwine ukhetho, libuye libe sesihlalweni lingazigcwalisi izithembiso. So njengoba thina sikujwayeleyo ukuthi kuyakhankaswa kodwa izithembiso azigcwaliswa. Okwamanje sisazi lokhu ukuthi yebo kuyakhankaswa ngalokhu nalokhuyana, mpela izinto abakhankasa ngazo yizinto okumele ezidinge ukuthi zenzeke eZimbabwe. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi ngemva kokuthi sebewinile ukhetho laba bazowina angeke basagcwalisa izithembiso. So asazi ngamabandla aphikisayo, angeke siwagcobe ngento abangayenzanga, siphonge ukuthi sibagcobe ngokube ndelenyana abangazanga bayize sithi labo hayi kusho ukuthi labo bengaoba bazobenza into efana naye. Asikwazi ukuthi bona mhlabe zanoba bazozenza into ezozithembisa abasithembisa zona. Kodwa kwamanje thina sisakwazi lokhu kubabandela ubusayo ukuthi hayi siyathembiswa mpela, kodwa mase behlale ezikhundleni izithembisa zigcwaliswa.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwo sibili khonokho abantu bezwe abanye abangakuzwanga ngesinto.
Okay, what I'm saying here is we are hearing a lot of promises done by all the campaigning political parties. They are promising us as voters this and that. And all that they are promising is what we want to see and what we want to see happening in Zimbabwe. And the thing is, they know what Zimbabwe needs. I don't know what's wrong with implementing what we are promising. As of now, what we know is all the promises that have been done for the past years by the ruling party when they campaign. They campaign and tell us what we want to hear and what Zimbabwe needs. But after they win the election, we don't see those promises being implemented. So I don't know about the ruling party, the opposition party. Maybe one day when they win the elections, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, we don't know. We also don't trust them, because it's like all these politicians will just come and promise people things before voting. And after they are voted in, those promises are not fulfilled. So we're not sure if even the opposition parties, if they may win the election, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, all what they are talking about, all of the political parties, what they are talking about is what Zimbabwe needs. So, but we are not sure if we vote them in, are they going to give us what they are promising us? We don't even know, because the leading party has been promising us for the past how many years, 40 years, but we haven't seen anything that has been fulfilled.
Yes, I was a cool game, Mama Bamba. Can I put you more? Maybe Mr. Wandi, if you don't follow, I'm busy. Can I bring his cue? Quiet, Wandi.
Yeah. So, where you are, what are you doing to aid the situation, the political situation in the country? What contributions are you making there? How are you contributing towards the issues that you are articulating to be a problem?
I'm very ashamed to say this. I'm not in Zimbabwe. I'm not a registered voter. I'm a diaspora. And what I can say now is that my only wish is that maybe if one day a diasporan vote will be allowed in these elections, of Zimbabwe elections. As of now, I'm pushed away from my own country. I can't even vote because the situation that I'm in now does not even allow me to go back to
Zimbabwe. Yeah, Matutu, skalu kubamba umlomo mpichana kona. Sikubamba umlomo, start ikola le siyabuya kuwe. Kola kunjani kona ngapho lapho khona? Singazi ukuthi kola ngoba
sikho. Sakubona babadube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Richard Moyo kunjani baba?
Awa ngirayithi ngibuza nina lapho.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Yeah, akutsho ukuthi oze okhetho lezulu sibona njani?
Ah no, the way mina ngibona ngakhona siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokungenelela kukhetho sihlathandaza. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ikhetho vele izokhamba kuhle next week ngeSaturday zobona abantu bazovota ngezi number eziningi kunindawo lezo zivotwayo. Angithi ezinye izindawo fana indawo yakithi akuvotiwi nje uMP ukhona amakhansela akhona. So siyathemba ukuthi labo bayokuvota nge-26 bazovota kuhle. So mara into ngifuna kuyitsho kuna bantu baningi abantu bafana ukuthi bona ngokwabo bavote ngendlela irayithi. Abantu bangalwisani, ukulwisana into embi khulu masibona izinto ziyenzeka elizweni endawo ezinye nje ayisinto irayithi leyo. So ngiyathemba ukuthi konke kuzohamba kuhle, labo bazovotelwa khona ama-MP namakhansela nabo baziphathe kuhle, nabo bangatela abalandeli ukuthi bayo bayoshaya abanye or bayalimaza abanye into efana leyo. Ayisinto irayithi, iyinto ngiyibonayo, mara konke kuzohamba kuhle. Angeke ngibone kuzokuba nokuphazama, kuzoba lapho nalapho nje, mara ngiyathemba ukuthi wonke ama-MP aredi namakhansela wonke aredi masibona abadosi phambili bahamba bayakhambena bayafuna abantu ukuthi bavotele. Konke kuzohamba kuhle, mara siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokuba nabo, uzokungenelela ngenxa yokuthi vele elizweni lakithi futhi sihlale standards avele amavoti nawo afuna imithandazo eminingi khulu ukuthi imithandazo ikube khona ukuthi abantu bavote kuhle. Lo uzokuwina abambe omunye izandla, lo uzohluleka naye abambe lo winile izandla, ingaba into ehle khulu leyo ngenxa yokuthi vele
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Richard Moyo khona ngapho-ke South Africa. Ungathi nakusasa siyathemba lokuthi uzangena kuhlelo olunye ozalandela. On that note, Wande, we know that don't have extra time here. I think we have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Hussein Sibanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, Miss Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokoto, she's the chairperson there, Miss Moody Sithole of Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party, and all those who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off from Washington, this is Kip Tuwe. Say good night.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Good night.